From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Thursday said the Syrian government has stopped all active military operations in Aleppo. The pause in military activity would allow a humanitarian evacuation of wounded people. Reaction in Washington was to wait and see what actually happens in the city. Lavrov says a meeting has been scheduled Saturday in Geneva between U.S. and Russian military experts to discuss the situation in the embattled city. Earlier Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he was hopeful about a potential ceasefire agreement with Russia to end the fighting in Aleppo. But Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said his troops will continue to fight. Jan Egeland, senior advisor to the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, said at a press briefing, the Syrian government had given the UN access to eastern Aleppo, but the organization was helpless to take aid into the city as long as fighting was taking place there. He said aid is ready to roll.
We need, I would say, 48 hours, and then we are able to provide food for 150,000 people. It's there in West Aleppo. It's like crossing from east to west in Geneva.
Jan Egeland. South Korean lawmakers introduced a motion to impeach President Park Geun-hye over a multi-million-dollar corruption scandal. That motion was introduced Thursday during a session of parliament. Lawmakers will probably take a formal vote Friday. Rescue workers in Indonesia searched Thursday for people who still might be trapped in rubble caused by an earthquake that struck Aceh province. The magnitude 6.5 quake has killed about 100 people and injured more than 600. A 7.8 magnitude quake hit off the coast of the Solomon Islands early Friday. No immediate reports of casualties. Another earthquake off the coast of Northern California in the Pacific. This is VOA News.